And what are you going to do tonight?
Well, the first dance they're going to do is Neapolitan Tarantella, which is the Italian street dance. Then the little specialty number we're going to show you, I'll give you an explanation of it later, and I think you'll get quite a kick out of it. The next dance is a Swiss couple dance. It is a story of youngsters who have just discovered that a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, and they love the idea very much. They don't know exactly what to do about it. They do a little elbow bumping and a little chin tickling, and they express their affection for each other, but as adolescent children. With no further ado, Shirley Dorr and Nubby Peruse, and Nubby is not for sale. Twin sister. Marie, come out with Nubby. Stand right out there. Son. Where is Dixie? Would you believe those are twins? Marie and Dixie.
We haven't words to express to you, Major Carter, our appreciation in you bringing this fine group to be here all day yesterday and all day today to do a completely different dance each time for us. Let's give them another great big hand in appreciation. I hope you've had a wonderful time. Now, we have a very marvelous treat in store. We have, from the University of Florida, the international students who will do another Cambodian number for you. This is a Cambodian classical dance. This is used to interpret a whole play or story and by a group of characters. The characters express their ideas by some 30 different positions of hands and arms. The number we are going to perform doesn't represent any particular theme. It is just a demonstration of the dance itself. Actually, this should be done with a girl. Since there is no girl with us, the boy is going to dance alone. I give you, from the University of Florida, thanks to Cousin Ed Kirkland and Dr. Alton Morris, Cousin Alton, the Cambodian Dance Group.
Thank you.
wonderful treat. Again, we thank you. And now here is Linda back. Linda Joyce Basia to do the bullfight dance. And watch it. And the country cloggers are going to do a number for us right this minute from Tampa, too.
Thank you.
Now, just one more thing. Cousin Mark, where are you? Cousin Aubrey go home? My goodness, this was Saturday night. No, there he is. Come on down here a minute. Where are your straws? There are people out here in this audience who never saw the straws beat in their lives. They never have. And we've got to see you do it. Come on, do it right now. Cousin Oscar, come on. Quick. Daylight's burning. I wanted to tell you while they're getting ready to get ready, that beautiful Cambodian dance. The young man told me that they made that costume in the last month. Made that beautiful hat. That really impressed me. All right, Cousin Aubrey.
We'll make it brief. We have really appreciated your presence and your attendance all the way through. You've been a wonderful audience. And as president of the Festival Association, I would like to thank you again for your support and your cooperation during the past year. Help us next year to make our 10th the best yet. Now then, without any further ado, all in the world that this is, and I am not an artist at it by any means, but just to show you what the original rhythm was in this area, as I told you last night, in this same area, in this county even, 60 and 70 years ago, all that they had to dance by was the fiddler with a straw beater, because there was no five-string banjo to pick, there was no guitar. So the rhythm that was furnished for it was furnished by the fiddler sitting perhaps in the corner of the old log cabin by the fire with someone beating the straws. I am not a straw beater, but to give you some idea of the rhythm and how it went, here it is. So many of you asked for it. Or would you like to have it again tonight? Would you, by any chance? All right.
We're going to do Sharon this time. All right.
Fine. You see, if they couldn't make music one way, they'd make it another. This is Cousin Oscar Swales, our fiddler here, a real stomping down good one. Raised down on the Suwannee River. Where at? Soon be 73. Let's give him a hand. I believe I'll just stand up here by you. Do you mind? We thought that we ought to have one soothing song by you to close out this wonderful evening of music and dance. And you're going to help us sing it. You'll recognize it. The park will be open at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we invite you to come and see the museum and the tower, and take a boat ride, a wagon ride, attend church. Our churches in White Springs will welcome you, and then we hope you'll gather with us shortly before 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for our final program, which is a religious program, The Religions of the Peoples of Florida. Good night to you all. Now, wait a minute. No, not quite good night. Cubby's going to do a little calling. And if you want to continue singing, we hope you'll gather with the folk singers on up by the museum. You'll hear.
Got a big floor. Put your dancing shoes on. Just come right up on the platform.
No,
bring your partner.
They're going to dance here.
Here we go.
All right, all right. Stay here. All right. Stay right here, Ed. Stay right here. We changed our mind.
Is Velma gone?
Everybody wants to sing. Stay right here.